Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, good evening, good evening. What up, what up, what up? Sounds like we got breakage, but guess what? This is the 1,197th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, and as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to D-Block Church. This is for the whosoever wills, you know, for those who are working towards a better understanding for what it is our Creator and what it is that we are doing and why we have life and why we have it more abundantly. Now, someone just asked, like, well, where do you see the abundance? We're stuck in a house. We haven't been able to do anything, and I can't get my money. I'm waiting on my check and this, that, and the other thing. And I just say, sit back and explore and watch with me and sit back and tell the people that you know that this is about to be something different, but guess what? This is how and what, why and who and when. And we understand that history, biblical, and why. What we're going to do in the future is all important because it starts with God. It started with God as a spirit, like as the law, as the vapor. And he has and will not change transitions until we all understand that this thing is all one. We got to do it this way. We have to do it this way. This is the only way. How about that? The only way. So now, because it's the only way, what I would like you to do is send the text message. Invite your friends. Tell anybody and everybody that you know that we are about to start D-Block Church. The number is 319-527-6091. Or you can do 323-870-4174. You're going to press 1 in a second when I ask you these questions, because if you want to comment, 1 signals the board, and then that will let me know. And then when you hear a beep, it's your turn to speak. But tonight, I just need you to make a choice. 1, 2, or 3. Which one do you choose? Now, when you go back, excuse me, guys, because you know how the pollen thing is going on. It hasn't started raining yet, so I guess when it transitions, everything will just leave out. But meanwhile, just not let anything interrupt you. So we'll tell the enemy right now, go on, sit down, because this thing is needed and we need to do this. You have showed your head a little bit way too much. And so go on and sit down for this hour and let us do what we need to do. Because right now, what's going on in this big transition, we are transitioning, and we have to understand what's about to happen. So if you look and try to figure it out by yourself, you're really, really going to be completely confused. If you look at the news and watch something that they're telling you on the news, you're really going to be confused. You're going to be sick. You're going to be tired. And then what? And then next thing you know, people, like they just said, they go, now there's terrorist attacks. We done went from a virus to a terrorist attack to now it's going to be a school shooting. Oh, I'm sorry. School's not even out. Well, it's going to be a virtual school shooting or something. It's going to be something. And y'all got to understand what I'm saying by that, because guess what? It's time to be serious. It's time to really, really pay attention. It's time to see exactly what it is that's happening. It's time to see who we are in what's happening. And it's time to make a choice. So my question to you tonight is 1, 2, or 3. And remember, if you're listening and you're on any kind of social media and you're joining me live, the number again is 319-527-6091. Or you can do 323-870-4174. Now, look, it's just like that, 1, 2, 3. At first, I was going to make the topic 3G versus 3C's. Now, y'all already know my 3Gs is God got goons all day. Like, we out here. We're not going anywhere. We are demanding that we stand up for God. There is nothing that is going to be said. But then I was doing some Bible study, right? You know, I do be reading the Bible. You know, this is D-Block Church. So at the end of the day, you are supposed to get the Bible, but you get the Bible the way I'm looking at the Bible and the way God is telling me to tell you about the Bible to help you just to light the spark. And then when the fire starts to burn, you know how to incubate your own fire. Like, I watched a girl yesterday that didn't know how to start a fire. I mean, it's cute and all, but how, what you mean you don't know how to start a fire? You 32 years old. Why are you blowing hard on a fire that ain't start? It's just a spark. You know, you got to be gentle. You know, you got to softly allow the flame to begin to flicker. You know? But these are the things that we work on in life. And right now, sitting where we are in 2020, sitting in the midst of a COVID, we ain't been outside. And almost, has it been 65 days yet? You know, I've been calling 65. Now, if we open up in 65, we just going to say hallelujah, God, because we made it through our 65. We called it early, and by 65, we done. And I'm not talking this dumb stuff that I'm talking about because now it's a holiday. Things is opening up. Y'all ain't going to get sick on a holiday. You must be out your mind. This is what's wrong with America. We do this all of the time. You know, usually we mad at each other. We don't want white and black. We don't want this. We don't want that. And the next thing you know, it's the 4th of July, and we all watching the parade, and we all happy new, whatever it is, whatever they be saying on 4th of July, you know, we as a people, it's 1776. So I don't even say what it is that they celebrate. But you know what I'm talking about with the bombs bursting in the air? Right. We need to start to pay attention. That ain't our stuff. God got word here for us. God got word here for us. And the word is in this Bible. We know that this word is in this Bible. We know this. We know this. It doesn't matter what kind of religion or who you think that you serve or what are you doing and how you doing it. It don't really matter. It all come from the Bible. You have to understand it. If these were the words, if these were law, then we have to follow at least, we got to at least have a standard. We've gone way, 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 way left. And now is the time. And I'm sorry if it sounds like I'm mad or whatever. Not even mad, but if it sounds like I'm just passionate about it, come on, guys. Do you realize that people are dying? They are dying in drones right now. The sad part about it is they're dying, but they're not even dying properly. They are not dying properly. It says that we don't mourn as regular people do, but right now they got us all looking like we regular people. We are not regular people. We are God's chosen people. That's why we're here. That's why we're on D-Block Church right now. For whosoever will, wherever you're coming from, wherever you're calling me from, we thank God for you because you know you're the catalyst in your group that needs to go back and take this to bed. You might only be a spark, but guess what? That spark is going to keep it because guess what we need to do? We need to make a choice. So I ask you tonight, which one do you choose? One, two, or three? You got your number? Now, I mean, do you really have your number? Because, you know, somebody just said, well, why she got to tell me to pick her up? Do you understand? It's 2020. Let's just go with me. Come on. One, two, or three. You got it? All right. So now, I would like to tell you, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Somewhere, wherever you are, you got to write that number down. Not a new number, whichever number you had already picked, one, two, or three, you got to write it down. Write it down now so we know. Like, I don't care. Write it wherever. Yeah. So you know. You can write it on your hand. Just be honest with yourself. That's why I want you to be honest. Write the number down. Right. All right. So it's funny because, you know, 1, 2, 3 has been our existence, well, my existence. You know, we played games and everything had to do with, like, 1, 2, 3. Like, 1, 2, 3, red light. 1, 2, 3, green light. You know, like, we played all types of different games. Maybe I'm showing my age. I might be showing my age a little bit, but at the end of the day, growing up, was something that we remembered. We didn't have too many choices, but we always had a 1, 2, or 3 choice in our lives. We always got to make at least that choice. You know, do you want vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry? You understand? You got one or the other. Come on, what did you want? Because remember, we actually didn't actually start to share ice cream and split and, you know, and start mingling with the ice creams and stuff until we got, like, in the middle school. But when we were growing up, you know, things were 1, 2, 3. You want this, you want that, or you want this. You better hurry up and make a choice, or I'm going to make the choice for you. That is how we grew up. If you didn't grow up like that, then bear with me. Hold on. Walk with me because I'm trying to say something to you. The way that I'm looking at it is if you can say that you were there, then you understand. You can look at the game. You can think about recess. Remember recess? Yeah, like we had recess. Well, where I grew up, we had recess, and I had grass. I didn't realize until I was older that people, you know, some people had recess on asphalt. But at the end of the day, we still played recess games, whether you were in the grass or on the asphalt. Because a lot of times we played, like, the wall ball. You know, you had the racquetball. That was a blue one. And you would throw it on a wall, but you had to, like, you had to run and touch the wall before somebody had caught you a rebound and threw it back. It was weird. And then we started to, like, peg the people and hit the people. And I'm sorry, peg. I had a flashback. But we played, and we played together, but we played together in, like, in that restraint. This, that, or that. 1, 2, or 3. And then, you know, you had the girls that didn't want to play any of that. They had the chalk, and they did the hopscotch and all that kind of stuff. Remember, they had the 1, 2, 3. Like, I remember the girls used to be hopping around and stuff. Now, do not fault me because I wasn't that hot at hopscotch. I mean, I was a jacks person myself. You know, that was like hand and eye coordination. You had to be, you know, you had to be where you needed to be. You needed to throw your stuff right. You needed to have your onesies right. You had to have your doubles. You know, you knew how to put your jacks where you needed to go. It was like we did what we did. It was 1, 2, or 3. You going to figure it out, and that's what you was going to do. But you was going to do it, and you were going to do it. You were going to eat it because that was what you chose, or you were going to do it because that's what you picked. That's how it was. Now, if you go on back with me, walk with me, 1, 2, and 3. And I hope that if you didn't get a chance to, like, grow up like that with, like, that kind of a fun, I'm sure you found your fun. There was always fun. You know, what is it, quarter ball or half ball or something? And all, listen, I've seen it all, okay? So the things that we did, they had something about it because it gave us a choice, but they gave us a choice within boundaries. And, you know, boundaries is, like, something that in, like, 2020, we kind of look at boundaries and say, what are those? Because we can kind of, like, do what we want, how we want, when we want, if we feel like we want, kind of a thing. So we have boundaries. I don't really know what's going on today, but just because, bear with, walk with me here. It was like, all right, here we go. Remember ice cream, chocolate, vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. Then we started to mix them. So you had chocolate and vanilla. Then you had vanilla and strawberry. But then I started to think, and I was like, what about chocolate and strawberry? And, like, half of the world just said, ew. But there was, like, 4% of the people that are listening right now that was like, that's actually good. I like that. And I'm trying to tell you, I liked it too because I really was thinking that I had already liked it in my mind because I thought that I had kind of liked it in my mind. It was like I kind of like ignored all of the ills and everything that y'all just gave because I know a lot of y'all just gave ills because you're trying to figure out where chocolate and strawberry mix. But you got to understand that I was tasting the chocolate and the strawberry already mixing. So when I thought about it, it was like, I'm already saying, what is that? It was, like, intriguing to me. So all of the negative vibes that I got from it, all of the negative publicity I got from it, all of the negative people that told me don't eat that because it don't look right and it don't taste right and all these other things, like, they took a back seat to the actual little bit of inside of me that just was intrigued enough to want to taste it. And then I thought about it. I said, wow, ever since we've been little kids, we have really literally been 1, 2, or 3 in it. So where did we go wrong? We've always been able to make this choice. And I asked God, I said, okay, God, I'm trying to understand what it is that you really, really want me to say. How do you want me to say what I'm trying to say? Because right now we're like in a COVID. We're in this situation where people aren't really active the way that they want to be active, but they're learning how to be active in new different ways because they're learning different things about themselves that they hadn't known in forever. Like they ain't never stopped. They have never stopped enough in order to take the time to actually look and see that there are cobwebs growing in the corner of that one room that they always just walk through. You know how you be on the day, on your everyday hustle bustle, like you walk through your living room, you throw your keys down, and you go into the kitchen, or you should go to the bathroom, wash your hands first, and then go into the kitchen. But I don't know how people do it, but, you know, you make your choice, right? But just think about how we do, what we do, when we do, and the choices that we make. So now, go back to your choices, 1, 2, or 3. You have your numbers, and now let me give you columns. I'm going to say I got one column, I got a column for 1, I got a column for 2, and then I got a column for 3. So now that says in your mind, now I would like you to go to your group, like 1, 2, or 3, whichever number you chose, that's the column that you should be in. And then once you actually have, you know, virtually in your mind going to this column, I then want you to think how many people are in your column. Because, you know, the number that you picked was the number that you always pick because that's your number. You know, I didn't give you 1 through 10, so it wasn't like you had a lot of choices. You only had 1 through 3. And I'm going to use the 0 as the constant of creator because that is what, you know, it's all about. The 0 is where it starts, and then we go to 1, 2, and 3. So now you're in your 1, 2, or 3 column, right? All right. So some people had an urge or yearning to just, you know, do something else. So they were like, all right, I'm going to 3. And that's fine, whatever. However you did, you're in your column, and I'm glad. So now, here goes what is going on in your 1, 2, 3. Because now, remember, 1, 2, 3 could also be called ABC. Remember, ABC, 1, 2, 3, it's all the same thing, 1, 2, 3. Like going all the way around, if you remember when we were growing up, we used to do rounds and stuff, and rounds happen in threes. Remember, like, row, row, row your boat, row, row, row your boat, gently down the stream, gently down, right, like the rounds, three blind mice, same thing, 3, 1, 2, 3, the 3 little pigs, 1, 2, 3, like, I hope you're getting the point, like, that's how we grew up, children, 1, 2, 3, making the choice, there you go, 1, 2, 3, so now, remember, you in your room, you in your grow, you in your room. So now let's talk about it. Here we go. Row 1. If you are in row 1, that says that we are going to label you as committed. Okay? Row 2. Now, wait, in committed, that says that you know God, you know the Lord, you know the Word, you're learning the Word, you're studying the Word, you are, you know, you're making sure your children and your family knows the Word, and you know, if you hear the curse words, you kind of rectify the curse words and let them know what God says to do. You know, when you see the tattoos, you let them know, you know, this is how we support, our bodies are our temples and everything, you know, the committed ones. The ones that know God, know Him, been there, done that, and refuse to go anywhere else. A lot of times I heard a pastor, what his name, Pastor Jensen, told him, he said they were sold out. Like no matter what, no matter where, they still going to go, and they always got the kingdom in mind. That's committed. Go to the next group. Label them compromised. Now, I know somebody might be like, oh, wait, I remember this. Yeah, this is Bible. This is biblical. This is like 1 Corinthians. Like, this is like 1 Corinthians Paul when he comes in and tells the city of Corinth, like, okay, this is what's going on. And I love all of you because, remember, we all been in through this. We all know who God is and we know what's going on. However, it's some things that was supposed to have happened that maybe not had happened, because I think what had happened was we have committed, we have compromised, which is the next group. That's group two. Compromise says that you know the word, you know what God says, you know what you should be doing because you learned how to do it, and it was exactly what it is. And you might not have liked how it was done to you or for you or short or about you. So you completely just have compromised God's word and say, you know what, I'm going to go to church. I'm going to leave the kids in the house. It's all right. They don't want to wake up. I'm not going to mess with them because I don't want to argue with them. I don't want to fight with them. I'm going to just go on and do myself at church. And then, you know what, tonight, today, I don't even really feel like it. So, you know what, I'm going to just sit in here. I'm not even going to look. I'm not even going to pull it up on my phone or anything so I can actually get the word. I'm going to just be all right this week, and I'll just go on with it next week. You know, compromise. Well, I know that this is not right, and they come in here, and they always loud and raggedy and wrong, and I don't want to say nothing because I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings or anything, you know, so I just go and let them be raggedy, wrong, and everything else, and just not say anything. We're compromising. We're compromising with God's word. We're compromising with our structure. We're compromising with our parameters, with our boundaries. We're compromising, and we can't really compromise within the boundaries. It's only one, two, and three. So think about it. Where are we going? And then if you think about it, that is like where we are right now, or where we were before this coronavirus happened, before COVID. Like, this is exactly where we were. We were in compromise. Everything is compromised. Things have been compromised. People are making fun of God now. When you hear God's word, it's not even said the way God had intended it for it to say, but it is said so that we know that you really not reading God's word, so let me give it to you like this kind of word. And when things happen like that, that's when the people of God need to get up and say something, because there's no more flagging around with the rainbow and stuff, and you think that I'm going to sit here and watch this shenanigans go on the way it's going on, and you think I'm not going to tell somebody that ain't got nothing to do with anything that's gay, queer, weird, or free, or nothing. All that rainbow is a promise from God. And if you don't understand the promise, then maybe we need to switch our numbers up. Maybe we need to get back to being number one in a row of commitment. Because see, what happens is they were committed. That's what happened. You think about it. Those are our grandparents, our great-grandparents. They knew the cause. They knew what was going on. You can go all the way back. I can take you all the way back beyond. Well, go back. I want you to go to where you know. Go to slave days. Go to wherever you need to go to figure it out for yourself, to understand that you are important in this thing and you matter. What do you choose? Are you in row one, row two, or row three? Because after a while, it becomes who you are, not what they were, not what somebody else said that you were. It's your choice. One, two, or three. If you're just joining us, you are listening to The Block Church. I am Adria Misunderstandings Allen, and this is the 1,197th episode, like say it with your chest, episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. And the reason why we can say it with our chest is because we're 4 years in on this thing, and church been closed for three months. Any place you thought you were supposed to be pulling in all your religious outlets is shut down. Everything. You can't go anywhere and hide behind any pulling up of anybody and parking in your parking space and thinking that you done did something for God. It don't work no more. They done shut it down. They said you can't even go in there and show up. You can't even wear that dress. They ain't going to see it. Hallelujah, God, because what is happening is we are going to have to figure out what row do we need to be in. What column are you in? One, two, or three? Committed column. They knew God. They knew everything about it. And guess what? They made it in. They made it a choice. They instilled it in their children. They instilled it in their children's children. They instilled it in their children's children's children and the neighborhood kids. Don't play with them. Don't ever play with them. Whatever they said, it was gold. You had to take it. If you liked it, you loved it. If you didn't, so what? You was taking it anyway. And you better look like you liked it. I know somebody out there right now is like, oh, my God, I would not have made it in them times. Understand one thing. You was a lie because you would have had to make it. Why? Because you had a choice. This or that one. One, two, or three. So when it comes down to choices, the question really is, where are you? What are you doing? How is this choice affecting you today? How is this choice affecting you tomorrow? How is this choice affecting the kids you don't even have? Yeah. Like somewhere down the line, we forgot to start thinking like that. I think the committed that kind of died off, the committed died off that got us further away from God. So then it was like not the committed that was running to God, but it was the compromise that was showing to God. So now you got compromised people running shows, and at the end of the day, they're good as long as everything is good. But when things get bad, they get bad, and then things don't work anymore. That's a compromise. If you're in the way of something, that's a compromise. If you don't know which way to go, and you don't know which way to tell the kid to go, and you don't know which way to tell the lady to do, you don't know what to tell the man to do, don't say anything. That's better. No, if you don't say anything, it's just like saying nothing. You might as well have just told him to just go on and do it. Did you hear me? Saying nothing says so much. We ain't even dig it. And the only people that's really not saying anything are those that are committed. They know this word. They are not saying a word. But they scared because now the compromised people have taken over and there's more compromised people than committed people. So, like, committed kind of, like, tell compromise every day, like, every other day. They might make a call or whatever, you know, remember you should be doing this or remember to pray for that or remember don't, you know. Like, the compromised people are not number one on the chef no more. They, like, they switched their number. Like, number one had number one, but now number one is almost number two. It's like we're getting further and further away from God. And guess what? Now we got it to the point where it don't even matter because guess what? If your compromise doesn't speak up enough, then that means that the conflict is just going to come in and take over anyway. And then before you know it, everything is running amok. You got men kissing men on TV like it's normal. I mean, like, and I'm not saying anything, like I said, because I believe that if you want to see the freak stuff, you should be able to pay for it. I'm sorry. Go on, subscribe to that mess. And that's exactly what it is, mess. Subscribe to it, because when I was a little girl, it was not on TV. I didn't see it. So if you were nasty, if you were a queer, if you were a freak, and you were whatever you wanted to do, you did it at night. You did it somewhere secretively. You did not do it parading it around, and you did not do it in front of the daggone kids. I don't care. And if you did, you were wrong then, and you should ask for forgiveness today and figure it out. Because there is something wrong with that. If you ever did some dirt in front of a kid, it's like almost, it's like a, we have a duty to go back and explain to those children what we were doing and if it was wrong, explain why it was wrong so those children know that the next time that they see something like that, to walk away. They don't want to be in that row. We need to change our row. One, two, or three. Now one is two. Now two is three. And three done took over. Are you kidding me? God is not dealing with this. You already see that the world done shut it down. Don't let the government act like they about to open up the beach. Don't get played at, don't get played and show up at a beach this weekend because you celebrating a holiday. I need you not know. I need you to know this. If you're not knowing this and you know someone that says they're going to the beach, please let them know that once they get to the beach, they need to stay there. And that is real, especially if you're going to New Jersey. How about that? Because before this whole thing, New Jersey was so contaminated, and they had number one, they had all of the numbers. Everybody was dying in New Jersey. Now all of a sudden you can go to the beach? Well, if you cross the state lines and go to a beach, I believe that you should stay there. I'm from Philadelphia. So if you're in Philly and you decide that you're going to Jersey to go to the shore because it's Memorial Day, I hope you got a shore house. Because you need to stay down there now, because whatever they had, you got, and you don't need to bring it back up here. Yeah, this is D-Block Church. I'm Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, and today I ask you to make a choice, one, two, or three. Now, in the very beginning of this thing, you wrote it down. Now, I'm going to tell you exactly how it went, because that's what God, I asked God, what do you want me to say to them? How do you want me to say to them? Because this is a word that he told me that we need to be into right now. Because if you don't understand what's going on, you need to figure it out. If your mom is strung out and she can't figure it out, then you need to figure it out for her. If your grandkids is not getting where they need to get, then you need to figure it out for them. We need to do this thing, and we need to do this thing now. We have no more time. People are running amok out here, and they ain't running amok out here trying to save nobody from a COVID. That's all I can tell you right now. And if you pay close attention. There are ones that are out there that are throwing themselves out there. They are trying to say, look at me, look at me, look at me in this COVID. Look at me, look at what I'm doing in this COVID, because if it wasn't for me, this wouldn't be happening, or this, that, and the other thing, and all that kind of crazy stuff. Please, if you out here today, I'm telling you to make a choice. And my suggestion is you want to get closer to the fire. Because if you're away from the fire, when it gets cold, you're going to freeze. Now, we're not even experiencing winter the way that we're supposed to experience winter, because we didn't really experience summer the way we're supposed to experience summer. But you got to think about it. Everybody is not experiencing anything the way that they're supposed to experience it. Why? Because and if you go back to the word, it says that you will not be able to tell what season it is. So therefore, you should not now put your mind into the fact that you're supposed to have cold in the winter. So the question is, when it gets cold, how close are you going to be to the fire? One, two, or three. Right now, like I said, committed is close to the fire. I'm not committed. Conflict is close to the fire, and that's why it seems like everything is burning, like we in hell. Don't you understand it? If you get conflict further away from the fire, then it won't be anything to be dealt with. It'll be grandkids running in your house, and you tell them to sit down and don't slam your daggone front door. And they listen, walk out, whispering, and then holding the door to make sure that it don't shut. That's what we want. That's what we used to do. That's what kids do. That's what children do. We respected. We respected them because they were committed. They were committed to raising us. They were committed to making sure that nothing happened that wasn't going to stop us. There was nothing that could be put in our way that was going to stop us from doing what it was that they thought we were supposed to do. That's what parents did. They were committed. But then the problem was, I think their commitment got caught up because, like I said, they wanted people to do what they wanted us to do. They wanted us to become what they wanted us to become. So then half of us didn't have a choice in what we became. We just became whatever they made us. Now, maybe I'm speaking for myself. But guess what? I believe that the best person for me, I believe the best person that I can speak about is myself, because I have a lot that I can say to myself. Matter of fact, any and every word that you've ever heard come out of my mouth, trust and believe, it came to me 6 times before it came to you. So how you felt about it, I apologize, but trust me, it cut me immensely. Me. what I had to go through to get to who I was, to get to what God has called me to be. Yes, so if it hurts, I'm sorry. But guess what? Wipe your wounds, lick your face, do what you got to do. Grab a bag, stomp in. It's time to work, man. What's your choice? One, how close are you going to be to this fly, to this fire? The choice is yours. 319-527-6091 is the number. If that one doesn't work, call 323-870-4174. Make sure you press 1. Don't forget, because you could be on there talking and ain't nobody listening to you because we don't even know you talk. Don't get mad and everything. I was calling and you ain't even listening. You got to press 1 and then you have to wait for me to bring you in. But if you are there, I would definitely I offer you to come on in, press 1. Have a seat. Say something. Come on in and tell me what your choice was. Tell me what your choice was in the beginning. Because your choice in the beginning was just your child choice. You know, it was the innocent choice. It was the 1, 2, or 3, whichever one you wanted. Vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. You know. This one, or that one. You had choices. So you choose what you wanted or your favorite number. Or how you liked it, or which one you always choose, or whatever. But now that you know, now that you know the rose, and now that you know the rose, that the one row is of commitment, the one row says, you know what, God? It ain't always all right and always all good, but I definitely know that you are the head. We got to do what you say do, because at the end of the day, we can play with what I want to do all day long, but until I line up with what you want me to do, God, you know, so then you turn around and you say, you know, I am fully committed. I am fully committed to give you my life, to do what I need to do. Forgive me of my sins so that I can do exactly what you need me to do in this season so that I can be everything you need me to be. That's committed. I don't just show up because I need to. Well, right now we ain't got to show up. So it's not about that kind of commitment. It's about, do you talk to me every day? How about that? You can't go to rehearsal, but do you sing your song every day? There should not be one song that needs to be rehearsed when you get back to church, because every single song should be sang almost every day, because we be in the house a lot. Because there are a lot of people that expected to be essential all of their lives and realize that they have not. They are non-essential people. They are non-essential. And guess what? If you're working from home, you really are non-essential, because they got you working doubly hard because you in your house. You ain't left. I heard somebody say the other day, that was a real recognized real. She said, "What's this like?" She said, "Well, you know, I believe I'm getting paid. My boss gets way more from me, because she said it take an hour for me to get to work and it take me an hour to get ready." She says, "Well, they get two extra hours in the morning, because when she wake up, she go right to work." I said, "Ooh, I wonder how many other people out there are really doing that." Look. I wonder how many people are really out there doing that. All right, it looks like I have a caller. Do I have a caller? Caller, are you out there? Do I have a caller? If you want to come on in, don't be scared. Tell the people what you thought. Tell them your first choice, and then tell them where you are in your second, if you made your choice. And guess what? You ain't got to say that you know it and you know it for yourself today, because that's not what we're here for. D-Block Church is actually the whosoever wills that's just going to say, you know what, I'm trying to figure this thing out. I'm trying to understand what I'm supposed to do about this baby that's about to come, because I might have a baby that's about to come, but I want my baby to go to a nice high school. I want my baby to grow up around some people where they can play in the neighborhood, where everybody can be friendly. These are the things that we should be thinking about. If we're not in the future of thinking like that, then what are we thinking about? We're not going too far. We're actually in our moment. So we have to get out of this moment. The only way that we're going to get out of this moment is from a new thing, a new life, a new way of thinking, a new way of doing things. Like, it's not like you're going to change this thing overnight. No, nobody's even asking you to. God's not even asking you to. The difference is you got to make a conscious choice, and you got to make a conscious choice to tell yourself and ask yourself, what is it that you're doing? What am I doing? And if I keep doing it just like this, what is it going to look like 80 years from now? Exactly. I said 80 because, you know, you could be biblical and you could live that long. Because if you're doing what God is calling you to do, he might be using you as an example, right? So it says, let your light so shine. But trust me, if you are living all them years like that, you've got to be either wholly committed. Look, you got to be wholly committed or in complete conflict, and God's just trying to give you more time to get yourself together before he really, really just stops the breath that you breathe. And it is that simple. I met someone yesterday, and they asked me, was my show about church? I kind of told him, well, no, church has been closed for almost 3 months, so no, because we haven't missed a day. I told them Purpose Kingdom Network hasn't missed a day. We do this thing every day, every day. Like rain or shine, we're here. You know, God willing, we are here. If you check us from 8 to 9 o'clock, trust and believe, you got a show. You're going to listen to something. You're going to hear a word. If you need one, you can hear one. You're never far away from a word. If you need the word in the middle of the day, you can check out an archive. You know what I mean? Like, you can do it. You can hit a link any day from any text, from anywhere that you see it. It's going to take you right to the link. You're going to hear any of the shows. You can go down. You can play with them. I say rest in it. We got a lot. We got 1,196 shows that are archived. After tonight, it will be 1,197. I don't know about you, but you don't do 1,197 without at least looking to see that you are close enough to a spark, that you are staying warm and not burning in conflict. So tonight, the choice is really simple. I asked you all night to make a choice between 1, 2, or 3. The blessing of the 1, 2, and 3 is that is what God is for you, for me, and for every single body that's breathing. Every single body that's breathing. He did it because he made us. He made us because he wanted us. He wanted us to do it because he knew that we could do it better than anything out there. Why? Because we were made in his image, in his likeness. Does that say we great? No, he didn't make us great. That's why he actually came and did what he did. That's why the love is that important, because you know you ain't great. None of us are great. It says even on our best day, we're still not great. It says it. So if these are the things that are said, we got to appreciate the fact that one split into three to come on down here and walk this thing out, talk this thing out, and be in a living fleshly example. Because unfortunately, until the actual word became flesh and then became the spirit, it actually was not actually completed. So there's a lot of people out there that, you know, I talk to them every day. They tell me they believe in the Old Testament, but the New Testament is made up. And I want to tell you tonight that is a choice that you make. Because somewhere down the line, if you can tell me that the whole entire Old Testament is true, and all of those prophecies from all of those prophets that came down and said what the Lord had said, and all of the things that the people might have made a choice to whether follow or not, and all of the defiance of whatever life brought them, however it worked out, God still made a way. And this is why we believe in the blood of the slain lamb. This is why we believe in the blood of Jesus Christ, Isa, Yeshua, however you need to say it to understand that it was the word wrapped in flesh. Walked on earth, gave miracles, saved lives, showed examples, healed the sick,
when we realize and we take hold and we grab back to our first row, our commitment, we grab it and we hold it and we stand strong in it and we look at what is going on and we tell conflict, no devil, no more devil. We can't do that no more, devil. We're not even going to take that into a consideration, devil, because one thing that God says is that we have a choice. I know that it says, choose ye first whom you will serve, right? What is that, Isaiah? I was in Isaiah. I'm sure, like, Chappie's on the line. I'm sure she, you know what I mean? Like, I know that I read it. It was Isaiah. I did read it, though. It was, like, in Isaiah, in the late parts of Isaiah. And what I'm telling you is, listen, like I said, I give you a book. I say you should go for it. If you check out Purpose Kingdom Network and stuff, we'd be walking through Cat Does the daily Walk. So you can get that. I think it's already done now. But you know what I mean? There's an archives. You can go on that. That's on Anchor. You got to find this stuff. This stuff is out here now. We are being polluted with the devil's stuff. And it's time for us to make a choice. So if you're out there and you really don't know God for yourself, you really don't know the story or understand the story, you have kind of understood it, but people have always told you that it didn't make sense, or somebody told you that it wasn't real, so you just never got it. I'm trying to give you an opportunity tonight on this 1197th episode to know that God loves you, and he's calling for you. He's calling for you because at the end of the day, he's standing right there. He's for all of us, but we have to make the choice to say that, yes, God, we do believe. Yes, God, we do accept your son. Yes, God, we do accept the blood. Yes, God, we do accept the sacrifice. Yes, God, we do believe that he died for our sins. Yes, God, we do believe that he raised from the dead and took the sting out of all of it. We don't even have to do it the way that we do it anymore. We ain't got to think about it the way that we think about it anymore. God already said that it's done. So if you believe it, you can receive it. And tonight, if you're out there, just repeat after me. Say, God, come into my life and forgive me of all of my sins. Wash me clean and prepare me for whatever it is that you have for me to do in this life. God, I believe in your son. I believe in his sacrifice, and I believe in the blood. Wash me in the slain blood and cleanse me and make me clean. I need you, God. I need you today. I need you forever. I need you to come into my life, and not only come into my life, God, but come into the life of the people that are in my home right now, God. Save all of them. Because this is for real. Amen. Now, if you said something like that, you got to understand something. You got to know this thing. If you know you made a choice, if you know you wanted strawberry and chocolate ice cream, and no matter how many people say ill to you right now, if someone just offered you a choice of salvation, it don't matter what they saying outside. Save yourself. It don't matter what the people think about you on this side or that side. Save yourself. God is there for you, and he loves each and every one of us. That's why we come out here. That's why we do what we do. That's exactly why we do what we do. I think it's time. I don't even know what time it is, but I'm here in Texas, so maybe it's time. Maybe it's announcement time. Is it time for
the
announcements? Are there a call?
Yes, real quickly. I'll go ahead and do the announcements. And just want to let everybody know this is the Private Purpose Kingdom Network. And Sister Adrian, we just are grateful for tonight to hear you come forth, you know, with your heart and with your heartfelt moments that you have shared with us and your heartfelt thoughts And let me just real quickly before I get into the announcements, you touched on something with the vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry, you know, and you also touched off with the 1, 2, 3 you choose. But there's one thing that we also forget, that in our spirit, God has mandated in our hearts and our minds what he wants us to do. The 1, 2, 3, we can just sit there and just say, hey, this is all the choices I have to make. But the 1, 2, 3, we can also do one thing. We can just sit there and add it up. We can say 1, 2, 3, add it all up, that equals 6. And we can say, hey, that's how people have, even when you said back in the day when we only had that choice of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, that's how we have the Ben and Jerry's and the Haagen-Dazs, where they added different things and they made a mixture of something different. They made a different taste. The same thing, you know, we do with our heart and our spirit, whereas though we add everything up and we add a different spirit. You know, and the number 6 is just so significant. And I'm not a numerologist or anything, but the number 6 symbolizes beauty and high ideas. And yes, you know, by just, you know, bringing that up, 1, 2, 3, you choose, that symbolizes, you know, what we're all about. And I just thank you so much, and I hope everything you pour forth tonight, that God restores into you tonight. And with that being said, I'm just going to go ahead and let everybody know, if you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello. You can send a prayer request and let us know if you turn your life over to Christ. And if you turn your life over to Christ, just to let you know that, you know, we know the sanctuary doors are closed, but right here, this is a church without walls, where you'll get a night of ministry each and every night that we're able to provide that for you. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. And we also invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can follow us, and that way you can hear our or see our upcoming shows and advertisements. We're also on Google Play, iTunes, and anywhere that podcasts are broadcasting on. Just follow us, and you can hear and just won't miss any episodes we have in Purpose Kingdom Network anytime we broadcast. Also, through any of our social media pages, you can get a morning word of inspiration at anchor.com or Anchor FM. We can simply just type in Purpose Kingdom, and that way you can also get a morning word of inspiration, and we can just thank you. Also, if you want to hear any of our past previous broadcasts, we're on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We can simply type in the host name or show name. You can hear that show in its entirety at your convenience. And we greatly appreciate that. And we're just so glad that, you know, with your listenership and your sharing, that, you know, we have expanded worldwide. And we just thank anybody, no matter where in the world you're listening to us, that we greatly appreciate your listenership. And with that being said, Sister Adrian.
Yes.
I'm going to turn the ministry back over into your hands. Thank you so much for tonight's testimony and your inspiration.
Well, thank you. There's no callers out there. It's like, no, I can understand if you don't want to make your choice. It's okay. Like, not make your choice.
Hello? I have a caller, and yeah, let me see if I can get your caller on real quick. I believe it's on spirit.
Oh. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you, caller? Oh.
I am blessed. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm blessed. First, I want to, you know, just thank you for that message, being committed, compromising, and conflict. First, I want to start with the Word of God. Chronicles 7:4, by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. It's so important that people know what the Word says, because God says that we must worship him in spirit and in truth. And we are truly in spiritual warfare. So many people are not even getting what is going on in the world. They are believing the White House and believing China. But this is the Lord, because he is, you know, your message tonight was so on time, because that's just what the Lord is asking the world. Are you going to be committed? Are you going to continue to compromise? Or are you going to be in the role of conflict? And from the role of conflict and from the role of compromise, we see what the world has turned into. Prophetess Khadijah Jenkins last year, March of 2019, prophesied that the Lord was asking the world to come back to him, and he was going to send out a virus. You know, he gave her the total vision of this. So this is truly spiritual. The Lord is saying, come back to me, come back to me. It's so much going on, come back to me. So he allowed, you know, he took his hand from off of the world and allowed the enemy to have havoc. But we know who are committed, that we don't have to worry about an illness because we are covered by the blood. And when, you know, you hear about people talk about they have the biggest church, well, one thing that the people need to know is one thing that cannot be shut down is the church, because we are the church. The Word of God says that he will not be in any building made by man. So when, you know, people talk about they have the biggest churches, we are the church. We are the vessels. Jesus did not stay in a church to teach his people. The only time that we hear that Jesus was in a building was when he was 12 years old, when he was in the temple preaching, and his parents thought that he was still with them, and he was back there, you know, in a church. And what did he say? I must be about my Father's business. So now is the time for us who are the church, who are the temple of the Holy Spirit, to go out there and to feed. Jesus told Peter, feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my sheep. So Jesus is telling us, if you love me, feed my people. Feed, not only feed them meats and potatoes, but feed them the word so that they can come back to me. That's what the whole thing is. We're in a plague. We're in a plague. And if the people don't see this, but you have to see it in the spirit. So it's up to us to go out in the highways and byways to let people know that there is hope, because God is real. God is still alive and well. So when you say, you know, so this was an on-time word. You know, to ask the people, are you going to be committed? 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved, a worker who is not ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. So, my people, I say to you right now, are you going to be committed? Are you going to be committed? Because God is saying, come back. Come back.
Yeah, listen to you.
I love it. Okay, just like he put that blood over the doorpost.
That's right.
We're covered by the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone who is listening. And I'm asking
now, wait a minute. Plead it. Go on, get it.
Plead the blood of Jesus over everyone that is listening and everyone that you are connected to. God is saying, come back, my child. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how long you've been disconnected to him. He loves you. God used everybody, not one person in the Bible. What's perfect?
Look, we are about to lose all of our people on the line, and I want to just say, you know, I want to thank you. If you can call in, if you're not called in yet, you might miss the end of this. But, you know, 323-870-4174 or 319-527-6091. Go on, finish what you say. I'm sorry.
Amen.
I just didn't want to lose
Amen.
The people.
Amen.
They
I
might
just,
have wanted
you know,
that. But
Amen.
You know what, though?
I just need them to know God has his arms wide open saying, come back, my people. It's not about he's using this coronavirus, this, you know, as a plague, because he's sick and tired of being sick and tired of people doing what they want to do. He wants us to come back and be fully committed, to be sold out for him. It's no time to waste. It's no time to waste. He's saying, get it together, my people. Do as I called you to do.
We definitely can feel where you are. Like, we
Hallelujah.
Can feel it coming through you. And
Hallelujah.
And the point of it is, people need to understand that this is no longer a plaything.
Yes,
we no
Hallelujah.
Longer can play church. We no longer can do any of these things. This is over. She just explained something about a plague. And the biggest thing about the plague is God told his people to go in the house. So when we went in the house for the COVID, we went in the house because we were told to go in the house. There's something about following an instruction and an order that sometimes says that I'm not making this choice. God is making this choice. But I'm fully committed to the choice that God is making. And I am fully committed, and not just me, but me and mine house, like she said, we will serve the Lord. And
Amen.
If you were out here today with me tonight on Z Block, the only thing I can say is if you see it, say it. If he says something to you, move towards it. Don't doubt that he's speaking to you, because the enemy is here. So when you see wrong and you see raggedy, tell the enemy to go ahead, because we got authority over him. And we need to know that. So as committed as we get, we then know we have power over chaos, power over all of that mess. We can stop it. We can tell it, move, mountain. But when they went in the house, y'all, they applied that blood. So it's time to take what we know, and it's time to apply it in everything we do. Every single thing we do in our conversations, and how we speak to our children, how we discipline our children, how we speak to our neighbors, how we make it a point to go and meet your neighbors. We're like so deep in the quarantine. If there was somebody that you were not talking to before the quarantine started, I swear I hope you have already called them and fixed whatever that is, because it ain't that deep. It can't be. People are dying. You could be dead tomorrow. Take advantage of what you, he's given us a choice. So choose today who you will serve. And I'm hoping and I'm knowing that if you're still breathing, you should have made the right choice. I'll see you in 2 weeks. What up, what up, what up?
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me. I will not lose.
Yeah.